Yeah, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest, the last for the week. And you know, today being Friday, it's geared towards the youth, you know, either what they're doing or things, anything related to youth. We have Friday, you know, they're marked especially for them. By the way, I have some news. Tomorrow at 9 o'clock, we are going to have Owela Kemfa. Owela Kemfa is a journalist and has covered the labor area for close to, I think, since about 1980, whatever. He's a full-fledged ex-official, whatever it is, of the labor organization. So he knows it. He knows the labor inside out. So I'm going to feature him tomorrow in the light of this strike and so on and so forth. And for us to look at the likely, I support the things that labor are asking for. Who wouldn't? It's the sincerity that is my problem. Not necessarily as a group, but individuals. You know, there could be moles here and there. And so I've seen enough of attempted strikes, don't let me call them strikes, you know, to make me very skeptical about these things. But we'll get a hold of something tomorrow. Owela Kemfa will be here tomorrow at 9, you know. We'll do it by Zoom because he will be, he will be, he's not in Lagos, he's in Abuja. He said he has no COO in Lagos. And so I'll talk in Abuja. Okay, so today I'm going to talk to a young lady. I think she's about 21 now. How old are you now? She's 19. I keep thinking I'm running ahead of you. If you're watching this on YouTube or Facebook Live, you'll get to see that she looks like a younger version of me. And that has caused a lot of kata-kata. Because, what do you mean? Why are you franking your face? What's the problem?
She's confused.
Are you confused or you're jealous? I have so many of these children. So many of them. I was joking to somebody that when I finally hit the road, the Ankara factory will crash because they all want struggling for HIV and things. Anyway, Tumiche Mafe is somebody I've been interacting with for close to about 4 to 5 years or more, right?
Yes.
4 to 5 or more. And she's grown into a very pretty young lady, 19. You guys will take your eyes off her. She's not ready yet, so don't put her through any rushing. Tumiche, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
How are you doing? But everybody says you look like me. What do you think is responsible?
I don't know. Maybe we are linked. We should do like a DNA test.
Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir. luckily I didn't even get, by the time I got to know you, you were in secondary school. I remember, yes. I visited you in school about once or twice. Mm-hmm. Anyway, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
You're doing good. So what have you been up to? You finished your foundation, get ready to go to uni?
Yes.
Yes, okay. The last time, were you here or were you in the other studio? I think you were here.
I was here.
With a friend of yours.
Yes, last year.
And if I remember, You said something like that you wanted to be a politician, is that right?
I want to go into like politics in a way, but
still,
like, not, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
What's pushing you? What's encouraging you?
Helping people, I think.
Okay.
That's like my main focus, but then like it's
But that's what all politicians say.
It's not the conventional politics.
I don't know any politician that is helping me.
It's not.
No. I don't know. I don't know. It's so difficult in our country to pick a politician who you would say is there for the masses. Usually, they're there for themselves.
True.
Doesn't that discourage you?
I think going in and knowing that like the people I would probably be relating with would be very like discouraging, like would, like you, what you said, they are not working for the masses. I think that would, that kind of like makes me feel iffy about it. But then like generally working for people really like excites me because like I really want to help people.
Yeah, I know you want to help people. I know you have an NGO at your young age.
Yes.
And I remember that when I offered to contribute, you said you are not ready.
We're not registered yet.
You are not registered yet. And it's essentially what you were doing was a feed-in program.
Yes.
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 And do you still do that feeding program?
Yes, we do.
And you still don't take donations for people to help you yet?
Yeah. We've registered, but then the problem is, like, it's really hard for NGOs in Nigeria. I didn't really realize how, like, hard it is to register and set up a bank. And, like, I didn't know how hard it was. Like, we've been running for, like, since 2020.
Yes.
It's going to be 3 years in this, like, November, it's going to be 3 years.
But you're registered now, right?
Yeah, so registered, just setting up a bank account is so difficult.
Why is it so difficult? You have your certificate of registration, so what's the problem?
There's a lot of, like, documentation, so you have to go here and there.
Oh, really?
That will take time. It's, like, it's not easy.
So you still don't have a bank account?
Yes.
Okay, that's why another reason why you can't take donations just yet.
Yes.
But if somebody gives you a cash and call?
People have tried and I just said no.
Oh, okay. Well, what you do, amongst other things that I know, is that you have a reach out program, some feeding thing. Which area is that?
Besides my NGO?
No, your NGO feeds some people in a village.
Yes.
Which village is that?
So it's different parts. So, like, there's Ilaje community.
Yes.
That's, like, the place we always go to now. But then before there was, like, a place called Barbaya community in Lekki.
Yeah.
So that was the place we were doing, like, on our early stages. But so, now it's Ilaje.
The people need you now more than ever. That times are very, yeah, very hard. Yeah. But are you having any problems continuing to feed the same numbers of people?
Besides the registration, like, funding is, like, a huge problem. But then, like, okay, we are really sticking with, like, properly setting up a bank account, then receiving funds. I think it will flow properly once we get.
So you've put it on notice now.
Yes.
Yes. The you have trustees.
Yes.
How many trustees do you have?
There's five.
Five trustees.
Yes.
Okay. Can any of the trustees, you know, during the feeding program, give you a bag of rice, tomatoes, or even bring on that day, given the words, look, this is cooked food, I want to add it to what you're doing. Do you accept that?
The board of trustees?
Yeah, or anybody for that matter.
Okay. You
know,
from the board of trustees,
if I can,
yes,
get a caterer to produce 50 packs of jollof rice and turkey.
From the board of trustees, yes. And
from outsiders,
too,
we
don't really accept cooked food from people because that we don't know what people are putting in there. One and two, it's not, if you think about it for, like, long term, it's not going to last beyond 2 days. And it's going to be spoiled. And, like, a pack of rice isn't going to feel so.
Oh, you don't give them cooked food?
No, just raw food. Like,
oh, sorry. But you did cook food once, I remember.
That was the first time. But then after that, we realized it wouldn't last. So, like, we changed it.
And then give them raw food. Yeah. And it's every month.
Every month.
The month has almost ended. They'll be expecting you now.
Yeah.
How do you control the numbers? What criteria do you use?
100 people.
Okay, it's 100 people.
Yeah.
Are they registered? Or is the first 100?
The first 100. But then, like, we give them, like, number tickets. So, like,
okay,
so we first give them the number tickets before they get the food. So once we've given, like, 100 people, we start calling them by their numbers. So once we give them, like, the pack of, like, food materials.
You tear the numbers?
Yes. And then we collect it from them and then we give them the food.
Hmm. How cooperative is the head of? They have a ballet or something.
Yeah, it's nice in a way, like, that they are allowing us to do that. But then I think a major issue that it's like, oh, what is our own share? So we have to give them, like, an extra amount. And then yeah, it's, like, very, very inconsiderate of, like, the people that, yeah.
You know the Igbo from area one time.
Yeah, Sean. Like, I'm just very
let me tell you there's an area in Ogbo Efon, like a major road, and a company, and I'm not sure, I think it was Mobil or so, or Chevron, wanted to tar the road. The road was very, very bad, and they wanted to tar the road for the community, and I heard that they approached the ballet or whoever it was,
mm-hmm,
and he actually did ask to be remunerated.
Hey, so they'll give him. So let's say they're doing 50 million for the road, they will give him his own 50, then they will do the 50 million on the road.
Yeah, some area
and
in that
his
place.
Priority was
I'm not sure if
and if you go there, Wow.
I'm not sure it's Ogbo Efon Gongon, but something
somewhere around there.
Yes, the story went.
That's really bad.
The story went, and so you have to settle. Do you have a problem with the area boys? Do they ask for anything?
I think once you talk to the ballet, they kind of like, because they
back off.
Yeah, they back off. Usually.
I think this is almost the same thing with shooting movies, but I understand that you're shooting a movie, so you have to settle people around.
Well, okay. I mean, I'm not making an excuse for shooting the movie. I mean, given our circumstance, I can probably overlook that. But here you are, you are apt to help the community.
People.
What do they think you're getting from it? Do they think it's a religious injunction that to go to heaven or through this one, you go pay?
I think a lot of people do that. A lot of people would share to like maybe 10 people, and then it's and then they make it seem like that's a roadway to heaven just by doing that. So a lot of them always have that assumption. So once
my mommy does is during Christmas, when we cook, we'll make sure that at least even if it's Christmas afternoon, Christmas Eve, we'll go outside, we'll go to the bridge and outside and Redemption Camp, that Moway Bridge, and distribute to everybody around the bridge.
What is inside what you cook? Let me see if it's something I eat. It's jollof rice.
There's jollof rice, there's the yam and egg sauce, there's all that. So breakfast, lunch.
What is the yam and egg sauce? What about, I don't eat Tokyo.
Uncle Jimmy, why are you planning for Christmas? It's not yet here.
You have to plan. It's just 1 month in between now and Christmas.
Jimmy, we're talking about the people on the bridge, not you.
But please make allowance. You know, Papa must drop something. On Christmas Day, most likely I'll be here. What day of the week is it?
I think Christmas Day is Monday or Tuesday.
I'm waiting, Papa. What's it be? Make sure it's hot. I don't eat cold food. And there's no light to microwave it. Anyways, the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. I have Tumisi Mafe is here. And for those of you who know, she's the daughter of Yemisi Mafe. She's not a Disu in any manner possible. but everybody says that she looks like me.
She does.
Okay, so what next for you, Timisha? You're going to university. What course are you going to do?
Economics. Probably political science or international relations.
That means you want to be a diplomat.
Yeah.
You haven't thought it out yet.
I'm experimenting.
Yeah, this is a good time to experiment.
Because like life could change, so like I don't know. I'm thinking of going into finance as well, because it's very nice.
Well, let me ask, because for every young person, you know, the future that they're looking at is not what we had. When we were growing up, this country was very good. I don't even mean in terms of economic whatever alone, but your country was there for you. Mm. Unfortunately, it's not the same anymore. You know, I went to university, and I'm never tire of saying it, virtually free of charge. And some of the persons that I went to university with, but for the policies at that time, they still be selling sausages and whatever in traffic. But the government was there for you. We had bursary from states that just covered all your needs. You know, Western State bursary of 500 would cover your, it would cover your poof. You get accommodation, you'd be registered. Your 3 months meal ticket, you'll be able to provide, but not anymore for your generation. Doesn't that upset you? Do you think your country is good to you as we speak?
No.
Don't frank.
No.
I'm not asking you, please.
No.
I'm not asking you. Lizzie, I did ask you. The daughter, by the way, has a dickiness.
She's fine.
I agree, the dickiness for me. We are not asking you. Off your mic. Did they? Joko. You know who said Dide Joko? Do you? Does anybody here know?
No.
You didn't follow the news? When Obasanjo was talking to some traditional rulers, he told them, you're in the news here. He looked at them and said, well, they didn't show respect, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden he said, hey, Dide! They stood up and said, hey, Joko! They said, I want back.
Wow.
Yeah, that happened.
Like,
that
is he meant happened. To do that, though?
Of course not. I think it was rude of him.
Yeah,
he had complained. He had complained that they didn't follow protocol, which was fine. His complaint was fine, though. I think a bit of discretion should also have been applied. I think it's something you could have politely asked them. Can I see you after the event? And then you quietly tell them that, hey man, shake it. Look, he didn't do that. But he now added in the manner in which I said, Eddie, hey, then they all stood up. Eddie, hey,
wow.
That's the back of a soldier, you know. No, but I think it's something that shouldn't really have happened.
Mm.
So why do you think your country isn't good? Why? What's the problem?
So much crime, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I think one thing I know that adds to, like, crime is hunger. Like, people
which
are
one
hungry.
Comes? Which one comes first?
Hunger. I think
hunger comes before crime.
Hunger leads to lots of, like, anger. Like, you can be angry and maybe not commit a crime, but then you definitely affect a lot of people around you. So lots of people are hungry.
Well, in my lexicon, hunger and anger is not any reason to commit a crime.
It's not.
Because, one second.
Sorry.
Because in any case, the person you are committing the crime against is not responsible for your plight. I mean, okay, so you're angry with the government, you can't eat. Why should you come and steal my phone, my car, break into my house, you know? But when we now want to talk as adults and we want to talk reality, what they say is that a hungry man is an angry man. And an angry man loses direction.
Yes.
Even in our day-to-day dealings, when you do get very angry, luckily that stick can no longer be applied to you. Maybe your mom would just say, the truth is the day. You know, we are going through, you know, a lot of trying times, really, and I understand. It's worse for somebody like me, who has seen this country work before, and that's why, you know, I understand when people don't know where I'm coming from, they won't know how bitter I feel about things. For example, look at the government now says that they were going to give students loans or whatever. I haven't heard anything. Have you heard anything about students loans?
No.
It is with pride I can tell you that even the Lagos State government, as at that time when I was in school, was giving scholarships to students to study abroad. Full scholarships. Some of them today, one or two of them are commissioners. Some of them have held very good positions through government. It is ironical that it is the same set of people who today are making life impossible for, you know, it's very sad. So what do you think the future of the country looks like? You know, you young people, you're very, very angry.
It's not looking good.
You think
it's
so?
It's not looking good. Our value system is not good in this country. It's not.
You have to speak up.
Value system is not good
not
in this
good.
Country.
Mm.
It's not good. Like what you said now, these people that like studied abroad,
yes.
You would expect them to know better. But if our value system were to be good enough, definitely. Because like, I think schooling, you know, I got to see how different people look at the world. You see, I met someone from Saudi, met someone from China, and the way they talk about their country, and it's like someone from Saudi, okay, Saudi is doing pretty well, and even China is doing well on its own. But then, like, the way they talk about, like, going back in a way, or at least, like, trying to improve the livelihood of, like, people in China and stuff, it's like, it's like, wow, this is really nice. And then, you know, these people, their value system is very good. And then the way they treat themselves is quite well. But us, I don't know.
Well, by the way, Tumisha is in school in the UK. I mean, so these other nationals, do they ask you funny questions about your own country?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
What kind of questions?
Oh, my God. Like, the weirdest, like, oh, do you live on trees? Like, oh,
you're kidding me.
Like,
what?
Oh, those, yeah, they're still asking
those questions.
They still ask those questions. Like, do you live in a jungle? Is Nigerian music jungle music? I was
wow.
Haven't they heard about
Afrobeat? You would think so. This, like, the person was going for like an event for like Afrobeat's party, and he was asking me that question, and I was like, why are you asking me this kind of thing? But then, like, to be fair, the way we are presented out there is like very bad, because like I get asked lots of weird questions.
Like, can't give me another one now.
Like, why is our hair this way or something? I remember, like, you know that my big wig?
Yes, yes, yes.
That
I remember, yes.
Like, a teacher of mine literally grabbed into, like, my hair.
You
and she's
know,
like, oh, this is your straight hair. I was like, like, she's, and then she's so small, like, I had to resist the urge to be like, get out.
Bad
like,
book.
Ah. It's why? It's odd.
Okay, it's 9:24. I'm going to have to take a break. I enjoy myself with young people. I tell you, you'll be amazed at what goes on in their mind and in their lives. We'll take a short break now. When we come back, of course, we'll open up our lines and I'll continue my discussion with Tumisi. Come to the Daily Digest, and I have Tumisi Mafe here. Tumisi, what was your first experience going to school abroad? What was it like? What were the fears you had? And which were justified and which weren't justified? Was there anything like, oh, thank God it's not as difficult as I thought it would be? Yeah. I want this to serve as some kind of, for those who are listening and intend to go to school abroad.
Okay, so on the positive side, the system of education is way better in terms of uni. Like you get to like, you don't read to regurgitate what your professor is saying.
Okay. It's,
unless you're doing like a medical thing or something. But even at that, they still allow critical thinking. So there's a lot of emphasis on critical thinking. So like you can like say like all black people don't exist, but you have to prove it. As long as you can prove it and build that argument, then
You're
can,
good to go.
Exactly. Whereas like in like schooling, like probably here, you can't
say like,
exactly and then like you can copy paste what you see on the internet. There's a lot of, you have to read so many sources and like put them together. There's a lot of that, and it builds like your way of thinking about things, so you don't just take in stuff without like mixing it up in your brain. Whereas like on the like maybe like fears, like maybe like racism, like
is there a bit of racism there?
Yeah.
In everyday life, it's everywhere.
Yeah, even in like Africa, there's obviously like things.
And it always comes polite, in a polite manner.
I had like an experience where I was on a train, and like, in fact, I've had so many experiences of being on a train or a public transport or whatever, and people avoid sitting around me.
Yes, that happens to me.
Oh my God.
They'd rather stand up.
they would rather stand. And they're really like standing. An hour journey, they would stand.
Yeah, it's
so ridiculous.
I like it. Once I see that's what they want to do.
At first, like the first few months, I was denying it because I was like, oh, maybe they like standing. Maybe they are different. Then I think there was like a time, like,
one
it all
day,
clicked
you
and
know,
I was
one
crying.
One day, I almost got into trouble. I sat down and I had to sit next to a dog. Because the dog self was sitting on a chair next to me. And so in the course of the train rocking, my arm hits the dog. Not that it hit it violently or anything, but the owner of the dog was looking at me, and then my hand touched the dog. So she carried the dog and hugged the dog, petted the dog, gave me an eye, you know, and it almost felt like she was telling the dog that, don't mind this nigga that was, his arm touched you, you know. But I found it amusing, you know, and I'm a trickster, you know, I'm a big rascal. So I kept placing my hand as if I wanted to touch the dog. You know? And I like dogs. I don't like dogs. I love dogs. And dogs love me. And the dog is not a racist. So the dog was looking at me. I was doing as if I wanted, she got down at the next stop.
Oh my God.
With
they didn't care
on her
how
face.
Inconvenient
yes.
it will be to themselves. It's like so, it's honestly, it's like comical. You can't
but what
even
about
be angry.
In the school?
It's like so funny.
When you're in school,
in
your mates.
There's different races. So like Asians will probably be around each other a lot because they are very, to be fair, they are very collectivist. So like Africans as well, like lots of black people will probably be around each other.
Each other.
But then I was the only black person in my class. So,
wow.
So that was like, that was very uncomfortable.
Were there any like catcalls and things?
No. Maybe staring, or people like complimenting, or people just like generally being like iffy about interacting. But then like, I think they have this assumption that you might not be bright. So once you switch that on them, maybe you're very like interactive in class. I was very interactive in class. So lots of them were now trying to be nice.
Be nice.
Wow.
What about in terms of toasting? Do Do the white boys toast you, black girls?
Maybe things? Like staring in a way, like there's a way, like especially white men, there's a way white men will stare at you that it's like, I don't know if they are scared or like, it just, it gets really uncomfortable. And then there was this like guy that used to like follow me and he would be smiling and I was always like creeped out. So like, I used to avoid him completely, like just completely.
And therefore, are you guys going to live happily ever after?
No, of course you're not. She's scared. He's creepy. That is creepy.
Creepy girl.
It's creepy though. I feel like, you know, this discourse around like how men assume like women like being like, like, you know, when a man is following you and women assume women like that.
Yeah, stalked.
Women don't.
We don't.
Exactly. Women don't like mean,
it's scary. I will feel that my life is in danger. Probably bring out pepper spray. I just spray my eye.
Wait, I will throw on that the bus now. So, okay, 19, you must be dating now. I mean, going for movies and so on and so forth. You don't do any of that?
No.
Because your mom is hearing.
No.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
My mom doesn't even care. My mom doesn't even care. She's not that kind of African.
What I would just tell you is that, look, we all have to be open-minded and give everybody... I don't judge people by their color or whatever. Well, I don't like bleach women. Anyway, I mean, and something like that. The very least. The horrible spell and things. But we also... So, but you don't feel anything. You don't feel any discomfort.
No, I feel like I'm very comfortable with myself. I mean, I was 18, so like, I feel like I was more confident, so it didn't really bother me. I was just in my own world.
What does it take to live abroad now? I understand things have gone haywire, and you're in Scotland, then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what kind of looks? Are you in the hostel, or you're in an apartment, or what?
I got accommodation.
You got accommodation, yes. So it didn't cost as much as if you had to rent an apartment.
Yes.
If you had to rent an apartment, it'd be about how much a month?
Everything combined, you could spend like $1,500.
Adi?
Every month.
Times, what's the rate now?
$1,100.
Yeah.
That's what I was asking.
$1,100 times 1,000, did you say 1,005?
Five.
Yeah. Is how much? Look at them. You should be able to. Look at, they're bringing a calculator. 1,100 times 1,500.
1.6 million.
Every month.
Yes. So it's a lot lower.
If you share, what does it come to?
My accommodation is shared with 5 people.
Oh, so the price is slashed in
5 people in an apartment, separate rooms, separate bathrooms, just shared kitchen.
Okay, that doesn't sound weird.
Wait. 1.7. What did you say it was?
1.7
million naira divided by 5. What does it give you? So we will know how much it will be per person.
330,000
per person. Feeding uncle. You eat what you see.
I was catered.
You said what?
Catered. Like,
oh, you cook?
My school give me food.
At how much?
Actually,
I don't remember. Nigerian universities, do they still give food?
No, they don't.
When I was in university, we had food.
We did not have anything.
We had milk together.
Let me do pepper them for you, Risi.
When I was in university, we used every Sunday, I remember that one, we eat, one chicken will be cut into 4 pieces. Okay? And when they give you the arm and you don't like the arm, you will tell Okafor, or whoever was it there, that I want the chicken breast or I want the thigh. My own specialty was the drumstick. then they'd give us ice cream. This Nigerian university. Wow. Yes, such that...
This is not fair.
I remember on Sundays, the queue for food used to be as long as my arm.
Wow.
Very long, back in the day. So it actually is expensive to go to school in the UK. That's what you're saying.
Yes, yes.
Okay, from people around you, I know you are a subsidized human being, even though you are 19. you are subsidized. But do you have any students around you there who are self whatever, you know, their own.
Self-catered?
Not necessarily in food, generally. They don't have any mommy or daddy to pay school fees and they jackpot and now they want to be students. Are you allowed to work?
Yes, 20 hours every week.
20 hours a week, so you can't work every day?
No.
And on the average, from those that you know who are doing these jobs at 20 hours a week, it comes to about how much do you think they would earn in that
so,
1 week?
Okay, let me use the calculator. On average, like a job could be £10.90
Per hour.
So
let's just multiply by
20.
You're like 20 hours.
Yes. So that's £218 every week. So in a month,
you still can't make up.
Even do for rent or anything. So it's not. So unless you have like a scholarship, you see lots of Nigerians that are there on like PhD programs or master's programs. That one you can get lots of scholarships for it.
Irrespective of your country of origin, you can get scholarships.
Especially if you're African, you get lots of scholarships for master's programs.
Are you tied to anything? Is it like, okay, when you do get the scholarship, you have to work after that or something like that? No ties?
Some have ties in terms of like getting good grades.
Mm.
Some don't, just like be African or something.
But let me ask on the quiet now, does it also mean that you have a better whatever of getting employment? But how do you do that
in the UK?
In the UK, yes.
Well, you can, but then like UK isn't really good with retaining people.
I hear Canada is.
Like, Canada is like you get like permanent residency like quick.
Do you think that if you are not a sponsored person like you know, you are subsidized by you know who. you don't have that card. but if you are not that fortunate, is it easy for you to, like my electrician Nuru would say, to find your way, you know, to jackpot from Nigeria, young guy, 22, 23, you get admission. Is it that easy for you, you know, to go through this process?
No, unless you have a scholarship, it's not.
Unless you
easy.
Have a scholarship, yeah, it's almost impossible.
Yeah.
Okay, our lines are open 0700-993-993-993, and the female line is 01465-7190. I've been speaking to Tumisi Mafe, and she's a student abroad. She's in Scotland, really, so I've been just trying to get her experience from young people. I mean, I didn't know. Look at me going in and out of the UK. I didn't even know that it would be this difficult. Not even as a student, as a full-grown adult, because even if you have a job and the apartment is going for, like a one-bedroom apartment, would go for about how much? Like a bed seat or something, roughly.
It could go 600, 800.
600, 800. How much will I then earn? It's a tough world out there.
Yeah.
I'll pick the other one. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning.
Good to hear from you, Uncle.
You have to switch off the radio. Please pick the next call. I've always said if you're calling, you switch off your radio first, or else we'll get a feedback.
Uncle Jimmy, good morning.
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 This is Mrs. Oboli, sir.
Morning, madam.
Uncle Jimmy, if you had not said she's not your daughter, honestly, you guys look alike. I looked you up on YouTube.
Please, I don't want her father coming at me. I think we better go and do a DNA and settle this once and for all. Please go on now.
Ms. Murphy, I want to commend you for you and your NGO for the beautiful job you're doing at such a tender age. Honestly,
yes.
You are like an inspiration to other youths out there.
Thank you.
We should also look up and see how they can, you know, fill in the gap for the nation. God bless you. Uncle Jimmy, thanks for bringing on air today.
Thank you very much, Mrs.
God bless you.
One day I'm going to drag you to the studio. You go here, Pansa, Pansa. She's gone. She ran away. Okay, let's pick another one. Hello.
Good morning, Uncle.
Morning, Pastor Ladipo.
Uncle Jimmy, good morning to your guest.
Yes.
Morning.
I think I'm really, really encouraged with what she's doing. And then, like the first caller said, she's an inspiration to other youth. If we continue to have more of this, I think we can also affect the orientation of some of these youth who think that getting rich at all costs is the way out. So that is it. Thank you.
Well, I'd also have you know that if she's 19 now, she started her NGO at the age of, was it 16?
Yes.
16?
Yes.
And she's been doing everything virtually, like, of course, with the assistance of the mom here and there. But it's her idea. She's fully in charge. I can say here that I volunteered to put some money in, and she said, no, Uncle Jimmy, not yet. When we're ready, we'll come for you. And that, I remember you were here, weren't you?
Yes.
You were here, and yes, people were willing to contribute and said, no, you're not, and you're still not ready.
Yes, sir.
Right. Your let me use the word, your backer, the car donor. is he under any strain to keep it going?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Do we have anything of WhatsApp? I'd like to apologize that we haven't been reading WhatsApp, and I do apologize. Actually, it's because the screen is too far from where I can read what is said. But I trust them, because I like to see what I'm reading. But I trust my daughter Rissi here. She won't read any Jagbajanti stuff. Okay, so let's pick another caller here. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Morning, sir.
Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Morning.
Thank you for bringing out all these good oldies that you have enjoyed for a very long time. My name is Jimmy Topper, right?
Yes.
Okay. Uncle Jimmy, I will just digress a little bit from what this sweet lady is doing.
Hey, when it is sweet, say what you want to say. Okay. Ah. A sweet lady.
I read about the story of Awolowo also asking some obas to stand up and get out of some meetings. And one DG in those days refused that from him. In fact, the DG by the story gave him his clap and asked him to put it on if he has such power. So what Obasanjo did is not just starting now, sir. It has been. So,
Okay, thank you. Your 1 minute is up. I don't think the Awolowo story went in that direction. I don't think he ordered them to stand up. Awolowo wouldn't do that. Yes, there was an event. I can't remember now what exactly went on. But yes, I remember the gentleman was said to have asked Awolowo. Look, there are things that you don't do. I'm sorry, it's a question of manners and upbringing. And if somebody has done it before, it doesn't make it right. I'm not going to say because Obasanjo told the Obas to D-Day, I will now, even as much as, you know, the young people I have in the studio, talk to them in that manner. It's a function of you know, the way you behave, really. There are manners that are universal. You know, there's some behaviors that are universal. I know the Obas too haven't been well behaved, some of them, in recent times. But you know, I think depending on our upbringing and our attitude to life, we will excuse these things. For me, I have a total aversion to bad behavior. I have a total aversion to crime. And I have a total aversion, to deceit. And that's I'm sorry, that's the way I was brought up. That's the way I'm structured, and I'm proud of it. I don't have tolerance for, I wouldn't for the life of me, even if I was the president, tell it. That's why I have a problem with Wiki, for example, you know, barking at people. I mean, for God's sake, I don't think not showing manners should be part of the national protocols of behavior. I don't think so. This is a country of people. And I believe that everybody, irrespective of your social status, demands respect. But we have a simple one I will tell you. A lot of our elites now go to a function with 2-3 guards, and they keep running after you, standing behind you, and, you know, making a complete nuisance of themselves. And you, that for me is a bad reflection on the person. I was at an event when Fashola was governor. He walked in just with one person. It didn't stop him from being governor. All these bad habits of, if only mama could see me now, I'm the one who is this and who is that. I think it comes from a bad upbringing in the first instance. And it's usually reflected it really reflected. If I'm thinking of people that I respect, that I grew up with, my friends, you know, some of them are extremely rich and very successful. In between that, they comport themselves. As I'm speaking to you, my friend, I'm imagining, I'm sure he's listening at home. But I always remember him, you know, and the legacy that he laid down in this country is well known in the banking industry. But he always comports himself. I've never seen him, you know, he's always humble and whatever. But we do have a lot of, if only Mama could see me now, empty barrels who struggle to be on the front pages of newspapers every day and want to be seen with everybody. Anybody who wants to be seen with anybody is a nobody. Why do you need to be seen with people to justify your existence or your success or whatever? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anybody who does that is a nobody. Today you are with the prime minister, you're doing photo ops and all these kind of things.
It's not like they're meeting those powerful people for useful reasons.
It's photo ops. They go along with the camera and take. I don't care. You must be useful to me, and I must respect you before I would give you that privilege. Again, maybe it's because I've been born a rebel, and because I'm also, if you've been a journalist, you've met thousands of people. It's no big deal. I see people buying up front pages in newspaper just to be seen with somebody or photo ops, and I just laugh. This is why people must chop. Abby, they must chop. Okay, 9:50. I have just about 3 more minutes for. So in another 2 years, you'll be getting close to being a graduate. Are you going to come back home for Youth Corps, by the way? You must serve your nation. You must serve your nation. Don't you? Do you? Don't.
Even the youth got this thing. Are they treating them well?
That's not the issue. That's not the issue. Did they? No, that's not the issue. Our country is not perfect, but I think that in life we must contribute. God put us here for a reason. You could have been born. I was born in the UK. But the spirit that was flying at that time, instead of it to land in 2 Scottish people that were doing only God knows, it landed between Afusat and Abawami. And I'm happy. I'm proud of my country. I'm British. I could easily pass for that and put my nose in the air. No. You know, never forget your roots. It's very, very important. Never. I'm going to take you up on that. Next time you come here, you must tell me what you've done. And look at you now, feeding your... You don't have to. You have the desire, you don't have the resources. Yeah, it's subsidized.
I like this country.
Yeah, it's subsidized
NGO. It's not encouraging sometimes.
No, you don't, but you're still a Nigerian. You see, the funny thing is this, whatever passport you might be carrying, one thing that I hate is my friends who are in America will say, hey, you, these Nigerians, I look at them with pity. I'm proud to be a Nigerian. If some people are misbehaving, so be it, but I'm still proud. This black skin that I have, I'm proud to be a Nigerian, and I want that in you. Listen, will you say something? Are you not proud to be a Nigerian? The dickiness is hearing.
I am.
If not, maniko kusemi. 7 days prayer, fasting, ribi ribi, biri biri, or what? I got to go to Tumisi. Okay, Tumisi, thanks so much for coming.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
And regards to the family. And Tumisi, thanks for being here. So tomorrow by 9 o'clock, we'll be with Owela Kemfa. He's a journalist. He has a column in the Vanguard, and he's been labor all his life. We were in Vanguard together. In fact, he's an old student of MBHS, which I didn't know on time. By the time we did some inquiries, I realized that I'd left MBHS before he came. And we didn't know. Anyway, so that's the way he's going to go tomorrow at 9 o'clock. I think What's Up Lagos is coming up next. Is that right?
Yep.
Are you going to join them, or what are you going to do?
Moral support.
You just
and I'm here to give Lagos gist, so...
Oh, you have some Lagos days. Okay, Feta will tell you that you should start the program by saying, "What's up, Lagos?" How will you say it? Hold your chest. One, two, three. One, two, three. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Enough sweets. Enough sweets.
If Feta will bring the energy, I would tap for me.
It's not sweet. Let me give you a toffee. I should try.
See, yesterday you dodged it. Today you will not dodge.
Today I'm going to dodge it. So I'm not going to be saying anything. But I had coffee this morning. The character, he was talking to some woman. He said he hopes Uncle Jimmy is not here. Which one is my own wedding? Eh? And he was trying to say, yeah, somebody was somebody's birthday. I said, Kofi, you will pee in your pants if you're not careful with what you're doing. Oh, yeah, try What's Up Lagos again from the bottom of the of your guts, from the bottom of the
What bottom. If there's nothing at the bottom?
I'm looking at it. You're hungry. You never chop.
I never chop. Okay,
to be said, I'll let you go, and I also have to go. Enjoy your weekend, and what's coming up next?
What's Up Lagos?
That's Lagos. See you all tomorrow. Bye.